Julian, congratulations on this contract. I'm curious what the financial security means to you.
It's good to have a little security and then knowing that a team believes in you enough to pay you that kind of stuff. And, a little security on how many years I'll be here. I've really never been in that situation. I've always felt like if I had a bad practice, I could potentially get cut the next day, like stuff like that. And, ultimately it's good to be back with this franchise. And it's a surreal moment.
Hey, Julian. What was the most difficult part of the process for you? And was there a point at which you said, you know what, maybe I will be someplace else?
The most difficult process, the most difficult time of this process is essentially, planning on the worst, and that's moving on and going to another place. It's very tough, especially when you've been in a place for 5 years and, you've developed a love for the area. You've got teammates, coaches that you've been through battles with. You got fans that are just outrageously great. It's just a great area to play football. And then, there was a reality that I could have played somewhere else. So, you just didn't know what your life was going to go, what direction it was going to go. So, it's definitely great to have the process over. And, I'm looking forward to getting started and doing this right now.
When we look at the group, you and Danny have played together, practiced together. And there's some similarities in your games. Do you look at you guys together as being complements or in competition?
That's the coach's job. I'm going to go out there every day like I do every day and try to take things from the classroom, bring it to the grass, and better myself. Because ultimately, if I put myself in the best situation to succeed, it's going to help the unit succeed if I do my job. So. Football is a competition, and it's always a competition. If you're scared to eat, you're in the wrong business, just like any other business. So that's how I take it. I'm a competitive guy, but I'm out there to ultimately help try to get myself better to make the cohesive unit better.
Two questions here. Number one, how influential was Tom in this process? Was he acting as sort of a recruiter behind the scenes to try to get you to come back? And number two, knowing your background and your growing up in San Francisco and all that stuff, even though you wanted to stay with the Patriots, was it any bit of a thrill to be able to at least go out there and visit with those guys?
TB let it be known that he would love to have me back and part of the team. But Tom also is, a good friend of mine, one of the guys helped me develop and develop into a professional in this league. He also told me that I'd have to take care of myself and my family. So it was definitely a very tough decision that you had to deal with. But TB was right there behind me if I would have left or if I would have stayed. And he's my dog.
Hey, Julian, I guess it's, my question is somewhat similar to the last one. Did you feel any pressure from your family at all to look more closely at the Niners because that's your hometown team? And I guess now, do you really consider yourself a New Englander?
My parents were in my corner regardless of what I were to do. They're going to support me whatever decision that I make. They've helped me grow and become the man that I am today, and I wouldn't be where I am without those guys, my mom, my dad, my brother, and my sister, my immediate family. They really didn't care. It was obviously cool, and everyone was calling them that, Julian's in San Francisco right now, and you go to all these places, and we actually had to go see a doctor in my hometown. It was pretty crazy, and, seeing people around the area that you knew, and it was a pretty crazy experience. And then what was the second one?
Well, do you consider yourself a New Englander now?
I spend most of my life, most of my adult life out there. So, I can tell you right now, I know Boston better than I know San Francisco. I go to the Cape more than I go to Lake Tahoe. So I guess I am a New Englander when it comes down to it. It's pretty crazy to think, but I mean, if you look at it close, I mean, I don't know the city of San Francisco that well, but I grew up 30 miles south, and, I didn't go to the city that often, as an adult. Now, in Boston, I mean, I'm there 3 times a week, so, I guess I would say I'm a New Englander.
Julian, I was curious just some of your thoughts on the other movement, you know, that the team has made, specifically Darrell Revis, also Brandon LaFell, Brandon Browner. What are your thoughts on some of these other changes and in terms of the team having a new look in those areas?
I'm a player, and I'm going to play as hard as I can. I know the upper division and Coach Belichick and player personnel people are going to do the best that they can, and I have full trust in what those guys do and who they bring in, because it's proven that it works. So I mean, if we're bringing in these guys, I mean, you obviously know of Revis, how great of a player he is, and Browner, how he's had a lot of success over there on the West Coast, and LaFell, having another receiver to have for Tommy. So I mean, all these guys, I mean, it's pretty good to have that, and it's just going to make, camp and OTAs a lot more competitive, and it's going to make us better.
And Julian, before you go, I just want to make sure I heard you right, just because the connection was a little shaky on my end. When you were talking about Tom, did you just say, like, it would have been tough to leave him, he's your dog? Did I hear that right?
It would be very tough to leave him because he is my dog.
I love it. All right. I just want to make sure I heard that right. Julian, we don't want to tweet it out too early and then have it be wrong,
Hi, Julian. I just wanted to ask you what it was like to be on the Entourage set the other day.
looking back into the past and remembering when you first started watching the TV show, and I think it was like high school and college, you enjoyed that show, and it was surreal to go out there and meet all the fellas and all the people that are in it and the people that are producing it and directing it, and it was just it was an awesome experience. Wahlberg, he's helped me out with a lot of that stuff. He's always asked me if I wanted to come and be around it, and he's been such a great friend when it comes to that stuff, and it was definitely a fun experience to go out and watch these people do their work and compare it to how we do our work. It's funny, they say there's a lot of hurrying and a lot of waiting in that business, and it was just kind of fun to see it all in front of you.
And are you going to be in the movie?
You'd have to ask Coach Belichick on that.
Thank you.